This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. Senate hearing is underway at this hour, looking into the ongoing coronavirus outbreak and the disproportionate impacts on communities of color and also senior citizens. Maine Republican Susan Collins opening the hearing by saying,
Black and Latino residents are infected with the virus at three times the rate, and they are nearly twice as likely to die from COVID-19.
Pennsylvania Democrat Bob Casey saying many older Americans, especially those of color, have already been dealing with food insecurity and lack of affordable housing even before the pandemic began. Regular White House briefings on the pandemic to resume later today. President Trump telling reporters his prior briefings prompted record ratings and got good information out to the public. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says President Trump's re-election strategy seems to be aimed at planting distrust in the U.S. electoral system. Speaking on MSNBC last night, Clinton said,
Try to make it as difficult as possible for people to vote, to have those votes counted, to sow even further distrust in our electoral system.
Clinton responding to remarks that Mr. Trump made on Fox News Sunday when he was asked if he'll accept the results of the November election.
You don't know until you see. It depends. I think mail-in voting is going to rig the election. I really do.
The NFL now considering canceling all preseason games for the upcoming season. Owners submitting a proposal to the Players Association as the two sides work to better outline safety guidelines during this pandemic. There is no word as to whether the players are going to accept that deal. And this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Georgia State Senator Nikema Williams is the Democratic Party's choice to take Congressman and late civil rights icon John Lewis's name on the ballot this year. A party committee overwhelmingly choosing Williams yesterday to join the race against Republican Angela Stanton King for Georgia's 5th Congressional District in November. Lewis died on Friday after serving the people of Atlanta for over 30 years. Williams also serves as the chair of the state's Democratic Party. A man was given the wrong lottery ticket, but he's not sorry, ending up with a big surprise, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
A man in suburban Detroit was given the wrong lottery ticket. But guess what? The result? A $2 million winner. The Michigan Lottery said the man stopped at a gas station in East Point, Michigan to put air in his tire. He needed change for the air machine and also asked for a $10 Lucky Sevens scratch-off ticket. He said the clerk handed me a $20 ticket by mistake. He offered to exchange it, but something told me to keep it. So I paid the extra and kept it. The name of the 57-year-old man wasn't released. He decided to take the lump sum of about $1.3 million million instead of the 2 million spread out over 20 years.
And longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek's memoir is out today. Trebek announcing in March of last year that he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but he recently said that he's responding well to treatment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think part of the challenge is we got to get all the confusion and the mixed messages out of the way here, huh? What do you think? I mean, everything has been so politicized that it's really hard. Let's just say it. With all the manure, we've got to shuffle through to understand what's going on. Is it mask, no mask, hydrochloroquine, not hydrochloroquine? Do we get kids back to school, no back to school? What about the mortality rate? What's going on with the infection? Is the notice of infection as a result because we're doing more testing? Some of that seems to be reasonable. But Sally Pipes is here. She's the president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute. And Sally, you're going to clear all this mess up for us, right?
I wish. If only I'd be Jeff Bezos, a multi-billionaire, I think. But I mean, there is so much confusion. I mean, you read one story, cases are up, in this county, and then the next thing, cases are down. I mean, there's just so much confusion. There's so many things, as you know, that we don't know. Mm-hmm. But I mean, my thought is it's time to open up the economy. Let's get the economy back on track. Let's get children back to school so they can get an education, so they'll be trained for the labor force in a particular time, and really look at who are the people that are, you know, dying from the COVID. I mean, we have almost 4 million cases in the U.S., but, you know, 1.85 million people have recovered and only 143,000 deaths. So, mm-hmm. There's just so much bad information. As you say, this has become, rather than a public health issue, it's really become political. And we've got the very extreme Democrats like Governor Newsom and Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio who really are taking this up to the political next level for their own good, I think.
Mm-hmm. Sally, why can't we have, some standardization on all this reporting to say, okay, this is the way the numbers, you know, have to come in? Because what happens, you know, people say, well, we got to listen to the scientists. Well, this is what cracks me up, because remember, it wasn't that long ago where they had, 95% of the scientists supported, you know, this whole climate change kerfuffle. And I say kerfuffle because at the end of the day, you know, they just said, well, I wasn't that mean. I didn't agree with that, you know. And I just kind of laughingly said, knowing what I know about scientists, you can't even get them to agree that the sky is blue. 95% of them in a room to agree with that. Here they are. It's almost they've been given a license to suddenly all be experts, when we understand the scientific discipline, as you do, to be a process, that it doesn't become a fact just because you say so. And even the term fact is not synonymous, or it's not consistent with anything that truly is scientific. You could say it becomes a law because you've proven it to be so, but you can't be like Barack Obama and just declare something as a scientific fact.
Well, exactly. And when you have people like Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom saying, Governor Newsom, well, I'm basing my decisions that I'm doing about lockdowns and social distancing based on the science. He's not using science at all. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream media is really, I think, at fault for, you know, the sky is falling.
Right.
And really taking information that's sort of half correct and scaring people. I mean, if you look at the number of people who have decided not to go and get their cancer treatment or get, if they have a lump, getting a diagnosis, this is going to kill probably more people, you know, mm-hmm. through cancer and heart and stroke than it is with the pandemic. But people have been terrified, you know, to book, you know, appointments with their doctors, which can save their lives. And then on the other side, doctors' practices are really, you know, in financial distress because people aren't going to the doctor and they have an important role to play.
Without a doubt. No, there's been a kink in the whole process here, an interruption, all based on, you know, the broad stroke of, well, I'm listening to the science, but that goes back to my earlier point. And that is, why isn't the science consistent? Why don't we have a standard that says, look, if you're going to offer reporting, it has to meet these benchmarks, these specific criteria. And you cannot, because, you know, like you said, the media is being disingenuous by allowing Cuomo to make that statement. Well, I'm following the science. What science? What science are you following? But you know, they just use it kind of as a shield and a stopgap so that they don't ask any further questions. And of course, if it was Republicans saying that and they decided, you know, that they wanted to go after it, well, then they're going to ask the necessary follow up questions, which they should be answered.
Well, exactly. And I think, you know, if you look at, you know, Dr. Fauci, who's sort of the spokesperson for COVID, I mean, he's changed his mind several times, mm-hmm. You know, in the course of the pandemic. But, you know,
that doesn't make him wrong, though, does it, Sally?
No, I agree.
But it also doesn't make him perfect and infallible either.
No, and he's not an economist. As he says, he's a public health person. He's not an economist. And we have to look at, you know, the people the number of people who have been put out of work because of the lockdowns. And then the fact that they, you know, under the CARES Act, people were getting up until the end of this month, $600 a week in unemployment
additional
insurance. Yeah. And so it's an incentive not to go back to work. I've talked to a number of restaurateurs who have said, you know, that have been able to open up outside in Los Angeles, but they're saying, you know, I want my people to come back, but they won't. They're making more money on UI than, you know, what they're making as a busboy or, you know, a server.
Exactly.
And so, you know, Fauci is not an economist, and we have to think about when will the country get back. And I think these progressive politicians want things to go down to such a low level that then when the election comes up, they say, well, we are the only people that can save America by more government.
Right, exactly. And it's more government that has been the problem, as Ronald Reagan would say. But, you know, this is what we're dealing with. You know, this sleight of hand kabuki activity of these progressives and taking information that fits their agenda and, you know, leading us astray and confusing us all the more, Sally. That's I don't know. I don't know if we can possibly, you know, bring it into some sort of standard because, again, you know, progressives and the mainstream media has been able to get away with this. And it's so massive that one man's voice like Donald Trump or ours, it's just not enough to break through.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And you have a mayor in New York who gets, you know, national attention saying, you know, well, in New York City, you know, people have to social distance. They have to wear masks. And yet the Black Lives Matter protesters don't have to wear masks and they don't have to social distance. How can that, you know, how can that be, right? And how can people stand for that?
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the same mayor that tells us that crime is down, that they've got less people in prison right now. Well, of course, they let them all out.
It's like,
this is ridiculous. I mean, it's just, and he's absolutely killed that city. You know, we said quite a while ago that the The lights of Broadway have been turned off, and maybe for a lot longer than they realize because of the crime rate. I mean, their tourism, Sally, is going to be, it's done. I mean, you're not going to have people going to New York, you know, traditionally for Christmas this year because of the crime that's happening there. I mean, this is going to take a while to turn around.
It's going to take a long time to turn around, and I think a lot of New York people with, you know, that can have moved out of New York City and out of New York State for all the variety of reasons that you just mentioned.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We got more from Sally Pipes, President and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute, and we're talking about coronavirus drug costs in this next segment.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Just
just want you to hang in there. Maybe we just haven't seen it yet. You know, as we're reminded, this too shall pass. But it is a bit of a process, so do not grow weary. Stand on those things that you know and believe in, and also be a better discerner and exercise some critical thinking in the midst of all this confusion that's being thrown at us, and understand the reason why this confusion is being thrown at us. And that is because, oh, yeah, that's right, we've got a presidential election coming up in November. And unfortunately, sadly, that we have fellow Americans that are more interested in their personal gain and their political power than they are in terms of the general welfare of the American people. Sally Pipes is with us, and I always appreciate Sally coming on. She's the president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute. And we were talking about the coronavirus, and she's very excited about remdesivir and the drug costs. Democrats and those progressives think that because remdesivir is showing such great promise, that it either should be free or maybe just some sort of salutary, you know, dollar installment, right?
Yes. Well, remdesivir is a drug from Gilead Sciences, and it was first developed as what they thought would be a cure for Ebola, but it didn't. It proved not to work, but it did. It did work well with SARS and MERS, and so you know they've been able to show that it's effective. It was approved by the FDA in May, effective in people with moderate cases of COVID-19, and it's reducing hospital costs. So it's very it's very exciting. We're seeing some great news coming out of the Oxford University and out of Pfizer and Moderna on vaccines and antivirals that are being developed. So, you know, it's very remdesivir is a drug that blocks the enzyme from allowing the virus to replicate itself. And so for those people with it, it's a great treatment. And of course, as you say, the progressives think that it should be available for free or for a dollar. Even the Institute for Clinical and Economic Review, ICER, which, you know, looks at, quote, cost effectiveness, they even agree that the price of $3,100 for a 5-day course of remdesivir is actually a good price. And that is not the price that Gilead put into their R&D to develop this drug, but it's a price that that is doable and is making this drug effective for those people, and particularly older people who come down with COVID who might be, you know, in the hospital. Because as you know, Bill, 45% of the people who come down with COVID are people who live in nursing homes, and 80% of the people are people who are 65 and over. So this is a good stepping stone, the remdesivir, as being helping to cure those people who already have who've tested positive and who are you know, not in good health. And many of these people, as you know, probably have other illnesses, whether it's a COPD or lung cancer, pneumonia.
So this has been the first drug that has been approved, and this has been in operation since May. And what we're hearing in terms of the results is that this is a home run. Would you say?
I would definitely say so. And you know, people on the left don't, and particularly many of our Democratic politicians, such as Nancy Pelosi and others, AOC, Bernie Sanders, they think that, you know, government can produce all of the latest drugs. They're not. They're produced by private companies, and it costs $2.6 billion over 10 years from when a drug is an idea to when it goes through trial and gets final approval. And only 12% of promising compounds that enter development ever get FDA approval. So, you know, we're looking at a very expensive process. Most drugs don't get approved. And if we go to a price control, negotiated prices that, you know, under this international price index, which I think President Trump is going to introduce an executive order this week, which is a disastrous idea because it would mean that the federal government would have the power to negotiate prices on 250 of the most popular drugs and tie them to the average price in six countries, Canada, the UK, France. These countries all have price controls and drugs are not developed there. So I'm very worried about this, but, you know, we have to keep our market open and stay away from price controls, because America is where all of the great innovation R&D takes place, and Remdesivir is an example.
Well, and that's what you're protecting, innovation and idea development. I mean, we'll squelch that. We've had this discussion and debate, for decades now, and recently in the previous campaign with Hillary Clinton. And, Republicans have always been at the forefront to come against anything that would stifle research and development. They know that if we do, it's going to be at a dire cost. And then the very thing that we're trying to do in bringing science and pharmaceutical research and production back to the United States, they're going to say, heck no, I'm staying out of the country. Why should I come back and deal with all these regulations and stifling ideas that are going to get in the way of development, right?
Well, exactly. And in a country like Canada, where I'm from, a lot of the Canada has price controls, and drug companies often will sell one of their top drugs into Canada, but at a slightly reduced price. America, we're the people that are paying the full cost of R&D. These other countries are free riding. But even in Canada, in many cases, the federal government will say, well, that discounted price that you're offering to us, it's still too high. And so people in England and Canada often don't have access to the latest treatments and drugs and biologics that we have access to here in America. And if you have cancer, for example, I mean, you want to have the latest immunotherapy that is available. And these countries, they're not available, and so you're seeing higher, lower five-year survival rates for most of the common cancers, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, et cetera. So we've got to keep this market open and not allow these Democratic politicians to once again scare people and say, well, you know, these prices are too high. You know, we've got to lower them. Well, it's going to be harmful to their health if the federal government takes over negotiating prices of drugs, just like in other countries.
Yeah, but their argument is just what you said earlier, and that is, well, people are going and buying these drugs across the border at a reduced rate, and Donald Trump is all about fairness. So how do we level the playing field here in such a way? Maybe his attempt to do that is to do what you just said, which could end up being problematic. I mean, there's got to be some way to where, you know, I mean, the price is the price. And if Gilead Sciences, for example, finds a new market and it can offset, you know, some of the, some of the expenses. And of course, we know how that works too, is, you know, my next thought is that, look at, if you're realizing new markets and it buttresses up or at least mitigates some of the research expenses, and you can reduce the prices, then maybe there's some sort of payback or some kind of some discount that goes back to the consumer and not to some middleman, as it traditionally has been going.
Right, you're talking about PBMs, pharmaceutical benefit managers, and the middlemen are making the money because they negotiate the discounted prices, but the discounted price is not being passed on to the consumer, which which is something that really needs to be taken care of. The other issue is, you know, the president supports importing drugs from Canada. We've been through this thing going back to 2004, Canada cannot be the drugstore for the United States. The top politicians, even liberal politicians in Canada, say we don't have really enough drugs for our own population. How could we possibly, you know, supply the U.S. With our drugs? We would be out of drugs. And so the drugs that have traditionally been imported from Canada, many of them are from internet pharmacies, and the drugs are counterfeit. And, you know, if you have diabetes or HIV AIDS, you want to make sure the drug that you're getting is going to be the actual drug. So
exactly. Well, Sally, look, we're out of time. We're going to have you back because that topic that we just opened up is a whole nother discussion altogether. And we need to really delve deep into this, especially in light of what the president is trying to do in this next step to kind of level the playing field. But there needs to be a smarter way. Sally Pipes has been with us. Thank you, Sally. Appreciate it.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth. and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. Senate hearing is underway at this hour looking into the ongoing coronavirus outbreak and the disproportionate impacts on communities of color and also senior citizens. Maine Republican Susan Collins opening the hearing by saying,
Black and Latino residents are infected with the virus at 3 times the rate, and they are nearly twice as likely to die from COVID-19.
Pennsylvania Democrat Bob Casey saying many older Americans, especially those of color, have already been dealing with food insecurity and lack of affordable housing even before the pandemic began. Regular White House briefings on the pandemic to resume later today. President Trump telling reporters his prior briefings prompted record ratings and got good information out to the public. And this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
What I'd be focusing on is eliminating the $1.9 trillion tax cut that he passed.
You know, people say, well, Joe, how are you going to do all this? Well, guess what? First thing I do is going to repeal this Trump tax cut. Oh, not a joke.
What is going to be your plan as president to get us out of this hole?
Get rid of the Trump tax cut. No, not joking.
The first thing I would do as president was eliminate the president's tax cut.
So when I'm president, if God willing I am, we're going to reverse those Trump tax cuts.
One of the things we got to do is, well, if I'm president, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to end Trump tax cuts.
You kind of get what he's telling us now. Don't let Joe Biden fool you. He wants to repeal the GOP tax cuts that help the middle class save thousands of dollars on taxes. Grover Norquist is with us, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes, is going to break it all down. Grover, what surprises me is when he makes that statement, the people are applauding. I mean, what? Where's the non sequitur here?
I think the people applauding are all people who basically live off tax dollars and their whole, you know, industries and businesses that from the teachers unions to others where they view tax increases as pay increases.
Yes.
Many of us view tax increases as a pay cut. That's not their view. I mean, imagine who was in the room that each time he did that, the whole room exploded in applauding. Wow.
Yeah.
But it does give you a sense of how he could lose the election. He thinks that's an applause line in every room he speaks to, and it is for who he speaks to.
But if the rest of the country heard him, I mean, imagine this is tax day, right?
Exactly.
July 15th is tax week. This year, it's not April 15th. They moved it because of the virus. What does it mean if Biden wins? He raises taxes on businesses. The corporate tax will go from 21% up to 35 or 28. He said both, 35. Mm-hmm. Those speeches he says were 35. That means we're lower taxed than China. Mm-hmm. If he got his way, our taxes on businesses would be higher than China. So if somebody said, I'm looking to put a plant somewhere, where will I hire people and go to work? Well, China steals less of your money than Biden's government would.
Right.
So decisions would be made to go there. He raises taxes on small businesses. Small businesses pay higher marginal tax rates than corporations because they often pay at the individual level, which can go as high as 40% when the corporate rate is 21%. The Trump administration and the Republicans brought that down by about 20% to try and make it closer to what larger companies pay, a lower burden.
Mm-hmm.
Biden says start by getting rid of that. So all small businesses would see tremendous increases in their taxes. All individual rates go up, so individuals will pay higher taxes. The middle income, median income, family of four making $73,000 a year, that's sort of dead center median, that family would pay $2,000 more in taxes every year going forward if Biden wins and does what he says he's going to do. A single parent, one child, $41,000 a year salary, median income, that person would pay $1,300 more. You can calculate the damage done to your life by what Biden's promising to do. Oh, capital gains tax.
Mm.
He promises 40% for every single American, not rich people, every single American is the way to put it, will pay not 20%, but 40% on money you've invested in the stock market, in a house, in land. And if it appreciates over your lifetime, when you go to sell it, he will take 40% off the top. These are his promises. I'm sorry, I left something out. He wants to take the gasoline tax and make it on all energy, the carbon tax, mm-hmm. and raise it. So drive every time you fill up your tank, there'll be a Biden tax on that. Every time you heat your house or use air conditioning, there'll be a Biden tax. They call it a carbon tax. You go, well, that's not me. I don't have any carbon. That's not what they mean. They mean energy.
Right.
They mean energy. And you do use energy.
Yes,
but carbon,
exactly.
Not so much. But energy, yeah. And these are the taxes he's talking about, which total up, when he first totaled it and admitted to this, was $3.4 trillion over a decade.
Wow.
Now, compare that to Hillary Clinton, who, when she ran in 2016, crazy left-wing Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. promised to steal $1 trillion.
Yes.
He's at mm-hmm. 3.4, three times more left-wing, mm-hmm. three times more big government than Hillary. Now, that's why he's hiding in a basement.
Right.
And he wants you to focus on, President Trump's tweets.
Exactly.
That are awkward sometimes. Okay, you know what? Well, they don't cost you a penny.
Well, it's the influence of the squad that's building.
Like.
Yeah, influence of the squad. And speaking of Hillary Clinton, I think that in a way, as I was hearing you speak, is that his announcement about taxes and that and repealing the GOP tax cuts and the damage that would do, you have to liken it in a similar way to what Hillary Clinton said in terms of, getting rid of coal, no?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, he's not just interested in getting rid of coal. That's yesterday's left-wingism.
Mm-hmm.
He has called for an end to fracking, and he wants to go after fossil fuels. What is fossil fuels? That's coal. That's oil. It's also natural gas. The reason we've actually reduced our carbon emissions, if you think that that's important, because we've shifted from coal, just because prices, the free market has moved people more towards natural gas because we've explored more and fracking was invented as a way to get it. We're getting natural gas you couldn't get at before. He wants to end that. I don't know how you're going to.
Exactly. We'd go virtually, we would go from being energy independent to energy dependent once again because of his policies. Can people
not
see that?
Absolutely. But why is Russia, as annoying as it is, not a problem in the world? Because they're darn near bankrupt. Why? Because they used to be energy dominant.
Mm-hmm.
All that oil and natural gas they had. Saudi Arabia used to be able to push everybody around. We now have all the energy we want. We export energy. We've dropped the price of energy more than the oil companies would like.
Right.
But with the free market, the oil, the energy prices are really down compared to where they were. And we create a bunch of jobs in that industry. We're energy dominant, and Russia can't afford to mess around with us in the world.
Exactly.
The Russians need Biden to come back, and the Saudis need Biden to come back and make them players in the world stage again.
Oh, and would he play in the hands of the Chinese big time? We already know that. Grover, the very thing that ignited the robust economy and businesses and the rebirth of businesses in America was the GOP tax cuts. I mean, and the middle class actually was enlivened again because the Obama administration, the Biden-Obama administration, devastated the middle class. It really messed up our economy on so many levels. Why would America think that going back to those policies that didn't work then, that somehow, 4 years later, are going to be the answer?
That only works if we can be convinced to look at shiny things and
yes.
to focus on things other than the strength of the economy, the strength of the country, to get off inside issues. You approve the president's tweet this week. If we focus on your job, your income, your family stability, 80 million American households have one or more 401ks or IRAs, so lifetime savings in the stock market. 80 million households. It's almost half, right? And they can calculate, your listeners can calculate, and 13 million younger people just got into the market during the COVID crisis. I guess they're sitting at home, not spending their money. They started investing in the stock market. They've seen their stock prices and their life savings increase dramatically from the bottom of COVID to the Trump economy. Those people will lose half of what they've got in their life savings if Biden comes back and damages the stock market.
So the bottom line is when Joe Biden says he's going to repeal the GOP tax cuts, we shouldn't be foolish. He's going to repeal those tax cuts because the Democratic Party is all about a big party and bigger government. That's what you've got to look forward to under a Joe Biden presidency, right? Yep, there it is.
He's not joking. He says he's not joking.
That's it. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist here. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Grover. Appreciate the time. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's coming down to that, ladies and gentlemen, where we are revisiting that. You know, is freedom worth it? Or do we just surrender and go along with the socialist mob that's happening? I mean, look what's going on in Portland, Oregon. I mean, 6 weeks of all these protests, and now federal agents have come in. And I love this. I love this. The protesters are complaining. It's not fair. They're coming with unmarked cars to arrest us. You gotta love this. How they try to use, you know, our own strategy and the U.S. Constitution to their convenience and claim some sort of legal foul. Trevor Loudon joins us now. My good friend is back with us. He is the Marxist and socialism expert that we go to, and just one of the best researchers, I believe, on the planet today. He is such a blessing for us. Freedom, love, loving citizens, because you know you cannot count on the mainstream media, Trevor, to get anywhere near the truth. I guess maybe they just feel like like maybe they'll be annihilated if they just embrace the truth or something, and somehow they'll just melt like the witch from the Wizard of Oz.
Well, you know, somebody might call them racist. Or somebody might say they're homophobic or Islamophobic, and how could they possibly stand that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that'll throw them in the fetal position with their thumb in their mouth really quick. But, you know, seriously, we got problems here in River City. And across the country, Portland, you know, sticks out right now blatantly. We see the murder rate, crime rate going up exponentially. And you have Bill de Blasio, like, you remember Baghdad? Was it Baghdad Bob? Remember when the United States came in to Iraq and he was telling everybody, "Hey, we got them where we want them. We're winning this conflict," right? De Blasio sounds like Baghdad Bob. I mean, he's channeling his Baghdad Bob, telling everybody, "Oh, you know, this is great. You know, we have less people in jail than we did, you know, at all times, and we're just doing so much better." And are you delusional? You got less people in jail because you won't hold them in jail. I mean, even the gal that beat up one of the police officers, one of the chiefs of NYPD, puts a hole in his head, another breaks fair. I mean, she was in and out like, you know, like a game of Monopoly or something here, Trevor. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, you could stop the hole incarceration problem overnight by just releasing everybody from jails and never prosecuting anybody. Mm-hmm. And we'd be so much safer and everybody would be happier, would they not?
Oh, that's their theory, isn't it? And once again, this is a dangerous thing, like you and I talked about with Barack Obama. With Barack Obama, we lived, suddenly we were thrust into the world of the theoretical. Forget about empirical evidence, forget about history, the things that prove differently, even, if I might say, even the science, Trevor, that they so want to count on these days. Obama ignored all that and said, nope, hey, I'm in charge. It's like all these theories that were tossed around in the lunchrooms of academia suddenly were given place under this administration.
Yeah, well, that's the thing we've got to realize, too. That, you know, these theories that are used to justify these things, these de-incarceration theories, these anti-police theories, even the left doesn't believe them. Mm-hmm. They are only there to destroy us. They're only right. there to provide cover for the anarchists and communists to take over. You know, we shouldn't even be entertaining any of this garbage, you know, but the left are very powerful in the media, so they get a lot of play. But, you know, the famous quote by David Horowitz, you know, the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. You know, Black Lives Matter is not about black people. The anti-police movement is not about the police. You know, it's all about creating conditions of anarchy in preparation for a socialist Marxist revolution.
Exactly.
That's all it's for.
And it's not like this hasn't happened. I mean, throughout the history of time, this is exactly the modus operandi. It is a clear and present danger that the mainstream media is sticking their head in the sand, and then they accuse Donald Trump of mishandling all this. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, well, you know, this is Lenin, this is Zelensky, you know, accuse others of what you're doing yourself. You know, these people who have been working with China and Russia and Cuba and Venezuela for decades accuse Trump of colluding with Russia, you know, when they are completely enemy agents. You know, I say all this rioting we've had is a Chinese operation. The Chinese are running this.
Exactly.
But you'd never know that by the media.
No.
You never even have a hint of that.
And how smart is Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, Schumer et al. Of the Democratic apparatchik, how smart are they to waste millions of dollars of the people's money to buy in to this clear nonsense narrative?
Well, they are smart because they collude together. They have a story and they sell it. But you know, you just brought up Jerry Nadler. So why have the leaders of the rioting not been arrested? And I could name them, but all that's been arrested is the lower down guys who throw bricks and set fire to police cars. The leaders are still free because Jerry Nadler, the head of the Judiciary Committee, he controls the FBI and the Justice Department. And he was the man who let Susan Rosenberg out of jail, got her a pardon, a former Black Liberation Army terrorist involved in a murder of a policeman, former Weather Underground, who is now one of the chief fundraisers for Black Lives Matter. He let her out of jail. You know, Democratic Socialists of America, the largest Marxist group in the country, is heavily involved in Black Lives Matter, and he used to be a member of it. So do you think the FBI and the Justice Department are really, really keen to arrest Jerry Nadler's friends, their boss's friends?
Does Nadler have that much political capital that he can block the Justice Department like this?
Look, it was Nadler that shut down the investigation into Acorn years ago, remember?
Yes, right.
Acorn was a front for Democratic Socialists of America. He was a member of Democratic Socialists of America. He shut down an investigation into his friends. You know, he doesn't have to give direct orders, but what organizations are going to go and investigate their boss's friends?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a say over their budget. He has a say over their priorities. You know, do you think these guys are going to risk their pensions, and their job opportunity, their jobs, by attacking their boss's friends. That's why the FBI never investigates Congress members for political crimes, for treason, for espionage, for all of these things, because they are attacking their bosses, people who pay their salaries. So, yeah, Nadler does have a huge amount of influence, and he is a Black Lives Matter enabler, and the FBI is supposed to be going after these guys. Well, good luck with that.
Right, exactly. Good point. Let's go back, and we've got about 3 minutes left here, Trevor, and let's put a bead on the leaders of the pro-Chinese Communist Party Freedom Road Socialist Organization. Our audience is barely hearing, you know, some things about the FRSO, but you've done an incredible amount of research. Bring us up to speed with what's going on with them.
You know, the FRSO, or FRSO as they call it, Freedom Road Socialist Organization, is based in Minneapolis and Chicago. And through their front group, they had a front group, Justice for Jamar. It was in commemoration of a black guy who was killed at the hands of police a few years ago. They openly admit, they boast that they started the riots. They sparked it. And all of their groups, this is a pro-Chinese Communist Party. It supports North Korea and China and Iran and Venezuela. And they openly are taking credit for sparking the riots. I've got tape where these people are saying, you can't believe the joy we felt when we burnt Precinct 13, Precinct 3. You know, so we talk about Antifa. Antifa is a tiny part of this. This is a pro-Chinese communist operation done by Freedom Road Socialist Organization. They organize riots also in Dallas, in Houston, in Tallahassee, in Tampa, in Jacksonville, Salt Lake City, Utah, New York, and many other cities around the country. If you want to know who's doing this, look to China.
Well, people are pointing to Soros as, you know, part of the program here. But particularly with China, what concerns me is their tentacles into corporate America. We have corporate America that is backdooring some of this as well. Are they not?
Yeah. Well, that's right. You know, the Chinese have got influence in America two ways. They influence the corporations and the Republicans with their money. And they influence the left and the Democrats through their ideology. So they have got tentacles in virtually every sector, every power sector in America. And they are at war with President Trump. They want to bring him down, hence the riots.
Yeah. Well, they see this as their opportunity. And, of course, the Democrats are, you know, they're thinking, okay, if we can bring this down, we've already crippled the economy with COVID. And these riots are they're certainly not helping the cause. They're helping the cause more for Biden than they are for the president. But that's for people that just want to look at it emotionally and not reasonably and with some common sense. Trevor Loudon has been our guest. And as always, we appreciate his research, his acumen to keep us up to date in the realm of the truth and what's happening in your country today. Trevor, thank you so much for being with us.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food, the availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.